Proclamation number 7104, dated the April 27th, 1958. Developing the ability to hear God's voice. You can confidently defend that which you hear from me myself as pure truth. You can stand up for it with conviction, and you can believe that every future event I've revealed to you will come to pass. You can depend on the voice of the Spirit, for it is my voice which you hear inside of you, because it is my will that the truth shall be conveyed to you humans, and that you, who hear me, shall distribute this truth amongst people. If you believe in me at all, then it must also be understandable to you that you are also in a certain relationship with me, that you, as my living creations, are, despite your isolation, in spiritual contact with me, which is therefore demonstrated to you through my address. You can hear me in the form of thoughts arising in you which, however, do not originate in yourselves, but which flow to you from me, but of which you only become clearly conscious when your soul is capable of hearing with spiritual ears, when it has shaped itself such that it thus can understand my mentally spoken word and subsequently also pass it on to the intellect. Although my word sounds constantly, it nevertheless requires the ability to hear it, which the human being first has to acquire through a way of life according to my will. My word cannot be heard where this ability has neither been aspired to, nor where the faith is missing that the human being is able to hear me myself within himself. The human being has to prepare himself as a receiving terminal. He must comply with all conditions. Only then will he be able to grasp and understand my thoughts, which incessantly pour into infinity, so that he will feel himself addressed by me myself and perceive every word from me as a lovingly offered nourishment for his soul, and then only ever strives for this bread from heaven. And thus you will be unable to say that I only speak to this or that person, but my word sounds always and forever in the spiritual kingdom, and everyone can hear it, whether he still lives on earth or already in the kingdom of the beyond. However, it will only be heard by the spiritual ear, and the spiritual ear has to be trained first, which always requires a life of love, the fulfillment of my commandments. I will reveal myself to anyone who lifts up to the easy commandments of love for God and one's neighbor, that is, he will hear my voice within himself, for he has prepared himself to receive my spirit. You need only ever understand these words correctly. My spirit works incessantly, but it will not forcibly penetrate where it meets with opposition. Once the opposition is broken, which consisted of the fact that the being became heartless and rejected my love, it will also open itself again for my illumination, and that means as much as that it will become bright and light within, so that it will see what it previously did not see and hear what it was unable to hear before. Me myself, my word, which sounds in him again as it was in the beginning. And during the last days before the end, the inner opposition is particularly strong, which shows itself in people's heartless attitude. And the result of this is that a person only rarely believes in my direct speech through my spirit. A completely natural process, which in the very beginning was known to all beings, has become something inconceivable when, in fact, it should take place in every human being, because everyone has the ability within himself but does not develop it, or, due to lack of knowledge and unbelief, does nothing in order to be able to communicate with his father like a child, so as to be deemed worthy by him of his speech. And people can only ever be instructed but not forcibly be transformed in a way that all requirements exist in order to be able to hear my voice within themselves. It is to be left to every human being himself what he makes of the instructions. My word can only be given indirectly to everyone, but then it must also be lived up to, so that the person will then experience the truth of my word for himself. Amen.